Welcome back to the Sammy Saga Comedy Podcast. I am your host, Sammy. This episode, I'm being joined by Ainsley and Marco, who run the Reject and Serve podcast. And today, you'll get to listen in as we play a game called Slide Ride. You already know what this one is, where they have to present the presentations. It's super funny. And they, you know, since they're co-hosts, they kind of have this really cool dynamic. So they're really good guests for that game. And then we play a bit of Character Clash, where they have randomized characters with weapons and abilities, and they have to explain why they would win in a fight against each other. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. If you do like it, please consider following the podcast. New episodes release every Monday at 12 p.m. PST. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Saga continues. What is going on, you guys? How are you doing?
We're fine.
Just dandy, man. How are you?
Oh, I am dandy times two, my friend.
Oh, shit. This is a competition now. I forgot to ask. Are we allowed to be explicit here, or do we have to keep it clean?
You may
say...
I already
ruined the first
No, you're good. You're good. You can... We got free speech here.
That's fucking great. Okay, let's get going.
Yeah. So everybody, this is Ainsley and Marco. I'm not going to try and accidentally butcher what their podcast is about, so I'm going to let them explain.
You know, I normally am the person who does the whole, this is who we are, what we do, but for once I'm going to let Marco do it just to give him a warm-up.
Oh my.
Yeah, go on.
You're putting me on the spot here.
He never does these things. It's always
well,
me, so.
We're Ainsley and Marco, and we have our podcast called Reject and Serve, where we usually talk about bar stuff and our experiences in the bar. Ainsley introduced me into the restaurant business, and it has been hell of a ride since then. And since that's most of our podcast, and it's been going great.
Yes, you can find us on rejectandserve.buzzsprout.com. We have a YouTube series as well. We've moved one part over to Anchor.fm. I'll give you the links after this, Sammy. You don't have to hear this part. This is dull. So yeah, we do a bartending podcast, happily comedic. Sometimes we go off topic. We had Jack from Pointless Podcast on. We just like chat shit for such a long time.
And we've done D&D.
Do some D&D stuff. We do everything we can just to have fun, basically.
Yeah.
And now this.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, I actually have listened to their podcast. I can vouch that it is very funny. That's why I brought them on here, because this is going to be a blast with you guys.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yay! So. Positive confirmation!
Woo! No, I'm excited. So, right now, guys, we're going to be playing some Slide Ride. Everybody knows what that is, but if I have to explain it one more time, then I will. Basically, this is for the audience. Basically, I give them a Google Slides presentation. They have to present it without knowing anything about it. It's funny. And I'm interested this time. This is going to be good. I love it when there's like a co-host along with the host. So I'm going to have Ainsley go first.
Yeah. Okay. Show us how it's done.
Yeah. All right. So let me... Oh, can you see this?
I'm looking away. I know this part. This is spoilers. I don't want spoilers. I'm surprised.
Okay.
Looking at it.
Okay, now I'm looking at it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So this is your presentation. You have made this. Go ahead and present it. I'm
cool.
We're here to listen.
Perfect. Okay, guys, thank you for gathering around today. I know it's pretty short notice, and COVID has kind of destroyed the amount of people we can do this, so I'm doing this through Zoom. As you know, I'm pretty head-on with my career. I've been going up the ladder as it goes, so I think I'm the perfect guy to tell you finding a career that works for you. And so this is something from my own private workshop. I've been working mostly with textiles and manufacturing. In fact, this is something that I've been working with Elon Musk with. We're going to try to shoot up an egg into space. But to get that to work, because space is such a confusing thing, you have to attach it to your clothing. So the best thing to do at this point is to stitch it directly onto your shirt. This is the prototype. We have actually improved on this much further. We tried sunny side up. We tried scrambled eggs. We tried boiled eggs. We're still working it out. Anyway, this isn't maybe relevant for you guys. But if you're looking for a good career, I'd say we're still looking for people to sew eggs onto clothing. So you can get into the line for that one. Anyway, the next job that we're looking for, me and Elon, is the next slide. Of course, we need catering on our mission. And catering is a big, very important career choice because there's a lot of restaurants around, there's a lot of bars. And the best way to get into catering is to chef. And to be a chef, you need an amazing bread knife. So try to combine all three things. Show up to work, go to your job interview, make sure you dress up nice, good makeup, good hair, and bring your own equipment. You get a good chef's knife. I recommend you bring it to work so they know that you're serious. Because why not so serious? That's exactly what I'm trying to put across here. Why not so serious? So to enhance my next point, if you check a look at this slide. Again, catering is a really important tool. If you're great with cooking, maybe if you're not so good at cooking, you could always try making soup in a toilet and see where you go from there. I like my soups cold, so it's ideal to, if you're having a gazpacho, to put it within a toilet. Because the flush really helps activate the aeration within the soup, and that's a really great method to serve your.
Is this you in the picture?
Serve your guests. Yeah. So this was me back in the 90s. you can see.
You have no beard there.
No, I don't have a beard there. I've grown my beard out and cut my hair longer. That doesn't make sense. That seasoning actually I picked from my back garden. And I have this really big back garden in my farm, and you guys could definitely achieve what I've achieved recently. And my back garden, I grow loads of things. In fact, you can find something that I grow in my garden in the next slide. Oh, sorry. No, you won't.
We'll do this one. We'll do this one first.
Yeah, this guy, he tends the garden. He's really good at cutting down plants and stuff. He's not so great at picking mushrooms or anything delicate like that. But at least, hey, he has a career. You guys don't. That's why you come to this workshop. So maybe you could be an apprentice with this guy. We call him Hans because he has no hands. As you can see, as you can see, he has a very great makeup job. One of our stylists is giving work. It's very important to look great when you're at a job interview.
Right.
Yeah, that's Hans, and that's my farm. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you're probably asking me what I actually grow and what I do for a living. So after I graduated high school, I was researching for 29 hours a day, trying to choose the best career path for me. Yeah, 29 hours a day. Can you believe those odds? And you can do that too if you don't believe in time or days or hours.
Oh no.
So I ended up being a wee-wee inspector. Not phallic, it's more of a flower, which we grow in our farms actually, once inspecting it so much, because of the nutritional properties. This is exactly why I grow this plant. Mm. I get paid a lot of money to inspect wee-wees on a daily basis. I mainly inspect my own wee-wee now because I grow my own. Mm. I make sure the wee-wees are nice and clean, as well as check the wee-wees for infections. And there's a really big problem in Northern Europe with wee-wee infections. So we do our best to use fresh manure. I have personally inspected 79,000 wee-wees. And actually over half of them have been infected. I had to throw away at some point, so maybe give them a good scrubbing. Mm. But my coworker has inspected many more. Personally, around 90,000 wee-wees to 10,000 wee-wees. It's hard to count. I'm not really good at counting. So if you really think a career is afoot, then you should definitely follow my advice. And of course, the best time in this pandemic, of course, I've lost loved ones, and I'm sure that half of you listening to this have lost loved ones or know people that have. And the safest way right now to greet people is to shake feet instead of hands. Mm-hmm. You don't sneeze on your feet. You don't pee on your feet. You shouldn't do many things with your feet. So this is actually a genuinely safe bet. So if you are in an interview at any point in the future, take your shoe off, take your sock off, and thank your employer.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. It looks like my breakfast.
It looks like a bag for when you pee in a urinal. That's a urinal, that's a bag that collects it.
This must have slipped in from my personal collection of photos. Again, we're still trying to work out the best methods for space. This did not work out well in space. We thought we could try to brew kombucha in a journal. Unfortunately, the fermentation, even in zero gravity, was incomprehensible. It floated to the ceiling and then popped and ended up all over us. So we're still studying the arts of kombucha in space. But as your career unfolds, maybe you could help us out on this mission. Next slide.
Oh no.
So how much compensation are you going to need for all of these things? I mean, different jobs will offer different amounts of pay, usually based on the difficulty of the job or the education required. My job requires a lot of education. I've been studying wee-wees for much a long time. They're very pesky plants, but you need to keep them in line. Since I'm a professional wee-wee inspector, I had to get doctorate degrees. After that, started making $6 an hour. Mm. That sounds like not enough money, but I'm okay with that because I get to do something that I love and do something that I'm passionate about. Inspecting wee-wees. Thank you for your time. So I had to cut this short because I needed Elon shouting my name right now. I need to go back into space and start peeing into urinals and such like that. But I hope that I've inspired the world today. And stay safe, wash your hands, and hands will see you out. Thank you.
Oh my god, I'm scared now.
Oh, you should be. That was great. Thank you so much, Ainsley. I'm gonna be making billions now inspecting wee-wees.
Yeah, that was.
That's kind of an inconvenient name, though, don't you think?
I didn't decide the name of the plant.
All right, Marco, don't get too cocky here because yours isn't too good either.
No, I'm scared at this point, but I'm excited as well. So let's see where this goes.
All right, yeah. That's the attitude that you want to have. All right. So whenever you're ready.
So I heard that there's a great holiday going on at this point of time, is the right way to say it, and it's called Thanksgiving. Why do we have Thanksgiving? Many things that we have it because we need to be thankful for stuff, but is that really it? If you look at the history for Thanksgiving, then it's all about stuffing your face with stupid food. Sometimes you stuff too much before you chew, and that's never gonna end up good because you could choke on it. Like, you don't want to be that adult baby choking on carrots in your mouth. So you should always advertise for a safe Thanksgiving. Always eat amount that you can fit in your mouth, because otherwise you will be a baby hazard, and you don't want to be a grown up with as a baby hazard, because that's for babies, not for us.
Right, that's a good point.
And speaking of hazards, if you are walking around, you should always look where you put your feet, because in worst case, you would put your feet on Skittles, and you don't want to find Skittles in your feet, because Skittles in your feet is pretty unhygienic, because it's freaking chocolate. You don't want to have Skittles in your feet. And if you have, then you should look for a medical professional to help you out with this, because having Skittles in your feet is always going to be bad. Doesn't matter if it's Christmas, doesn't matter if it's Halloween, doesn't matter if it's Thanksgiving, but you should always be thankful for not having Skittles in your feet.
That almost sounds like a threat.
And then comes the next part of Thanksgiving, because after you eat it and stuffed your face and maybe found Skittles in your feet, you need to go to the bathroom. And usually you want to go to a proper bathroom, not one that is built in the woods, which is not safe or hygienic, because you could get, if you have diarrhea, you want to have it in a proper clean toilet. Because otherwise, imagine going to a bathroom where someone else had diarrhea, is not going to be great. And other people might hate it, and they might put you up into the guillotine right where you find them having diarrhea. So if you have diarrhea, do it in a proper clean toilet, because otherwise they will find you and they will put you in the guillotine.
That took a very harsh turn.
So my first Thanksgiving experience has been none, because I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, because I don't celebrate killing natives, because that's what we're apparently thankful for. Because that's all what Thanksgiving is, isn't it? We're thankful for taking this land from the natives, and is that something we should thank for? No. We should always pay our respects to those that were here before us. As the Bible says, I think. There's probably a section in the Bible that says that. I don't know, I haven't read it.
Okay.
But when I was 5 years old, and I was at my grandma's house, she apparently cooked Italian pasta, which is really weird because she's not Italian. But somehow it tasted all right. But it wasn't pure Italian. I could tell. But apparently when my father tried it, he was blown away about how good it was. And when he told me that, I stuffed my mouth full, and somehow I could tell it was okay. I did not agree with him. But there was enough for all of us.
That's good.
And after that, I needed to know, how did you do this? Because you're not Italian. So how do you do Italian pasta? And then she told me, and now I will have that recipe for life.
All right.
But that's not the weirdest part of that Thanksgiving, as they call it, because I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. That was that we had a special guest. Because I got really excited when Spider-Man turned up, but having a second look, it wasn't Spider-Man. It looked like an Asian Spider-Man, because he was wearing really weird clothes. But I still got really happy because they were colorful and they sparked joy in me. And having a Spider-Man Thanksgiving when I was so young, it really lit my heart up.
It's very passionate.
But then it turned really weird, because out of nowhere, when I was happy seeing Spider-Man, then suddenly, what's his name? Michelangelo turns up, bursts through the door, and drags his sword and challenges Spider-Man to a duel. It was really weird because I thought we were thankful for what we had, but he was not having that shit. And seeing a fight between Michelangelo and Spider-Man was probably one of my weirdest childhood memories to this day. And after the fight, it didn't turn into a death fight, luckily. So after that, we all sat down and we were eating our Thanksgiving dinner, which I will still not to this day call Thanksgiving. But the funniest thing was the dessert, because the dessert was really peculiar because it looked like we were being served bunnies for dessert and not the meat ones, live ones, because Ooh. It was all fluffy. So we were thinking, how do we eat this? And on the next round, they're giving us chopsticks. So we're supposed to eat live bunnies with chopsticks? That's Thanksgiving? Okay, I guess, because I have no idea how Thanksgiving works. But apparently it was really good, besides all the fur in our mouth afterwards. I think half of the family were coughing up fur balls. But it was surprisingly good, considering they were live bunnies.
Mm.
But that was one Thanksgiving, but we should not forget our favorite foods that we serve every year. Used to start off with something to tease your taste buds. Have you ever tried flaming hot cheese that's still on fire? Or Spam that you get in the mail? It was a really weird meal because it felt really papery because it was printed out, but I mean, Spam is Spam.
That's right.
And not to forget the topping on that, because apparently it goes really well with paper.
Is that from personal experience?
Yeah, I mean, paper is pretty dull, so you gotta bring it up a notch, so put an egg on it, and it's going to be perfect. But not to forget the main course that we always have after the turkey is going to be the giraffe. Because after we're done with the turkey, we bring in a live giraffe, and the head of the family gets the honor to slay it and chop it up and serve to everyone. Ooh. And surprisingly enough, giraffe meat is really great. You wouldn't think so, especially raw, but it really brings a sense of power from our ancestor back in the days when we were hunting in the savannas. But
it's very historical.
But don't forget, the biggest but in it all is dessert. The shiki butt. You would think shiki legs or just roasted chicken or anything, but that's nothing compared to the shiki butt, because that's the thing that brought us the egg that we put on the Spam. So, I mean, what's the next step from the egg is the thing that gave us the egg, the shiki butt, and that's the dessert.
Yeah, just cut out the middle, man, huh?
Yeah. And that is my Thanksgiving experience. Thank you all for listening to me this day, night, wherever you are.
Thank you. Thank you for telling us all about Thanksgiving and all the wonderful types of food that you definitely eat. That was pretty good.
That was special, considering we never celebrated Thanksgiving.
That's interesting.
I never will now. You ruined it.
Yes!
Ainsley, what do you think about Marco's presentation based on the fact that he's never celebrated Thanksgiving, but he's made a presentation to tell us how to have a good Thanksgiving? What are your thoughts on his credentials here?
Well, I mean, my thoughts is I'm very glad to be vegan. I could not agree. Maybe the paper. Does it count if it's a picture of the meat?
I guess it would be a picture of the meat.
Yeah, but the paper comes from trees, and trees are living beings, so we can't eat paper.
And just so you know, I actually made it up on the spot because I know spam is a proper meat thing, but I wanted to, like, turn it around and make it about...
Paper. That was smart.
Put a little twist on it.
Definitely. I enjoyed that.
Don't think I'm completely stupid. I'm just regular stupid.
I'm going to stick to cranberry sauce, I think.
Now we're going to get into the next game, which is called Character Clash. And basically, for you guys at home who don't know what it is, it's basically the game Super Fight, where they have a random character with a weapon and an ability, and they have to argue their points as to why their character would win in a battle to the death between the two. And I'm gonna start off with asking Ainsley to give me three numbers from 1 to 80, and you can repeat if you want to. And this is going to determine what you get.
78, 25, and 16.
Okay. And Marco, give me three numbers from 1 to 80.
7, 36, 14.
Okay. So I'm going to do Ainsley's results first. So he said 78, 25, 16. That it means he is a pirate captain. And he has a banjo. And he's 80 years old.
Good luck with that, mate.
I just picked hard difficulty, right?
Yeah, hardcore. Marco, let's see what you get. Okay, so, Marco, you got Homer Simpson. And, let's see, 36. You have a chinchilla gun. And...
I think we just saw a chinchilla.
You actually just saw a rat. That's hilarious. So carry on.
So you are Homer Simpson with a chinchilla gun. And get this, you are depressed. So I'm going to I'm gonna put this in the chat so you guys can see it.
Perfect.
Like this, like this, like this. Okay, so let me reiterate here. So Ainsley is the pirate captain with a banjo, and he's 80 years old. And Marco, on the other hand, is Homer Simpson with a chinchilla gun, and he's depressed. This is going to be very interesting. I've never had a lineup like this before. So Ainsley, why don't you start off and tell us why you think you have what it takes to win the battle here.
Well, I mean, Joe Biden is like nearly 80 years old, and he nearly won the presidency, or he could be. I don't know when this is released. For a fact that at that age, you can do exactly whatever you want to do is exactly the point. And a pirate has so much experience, especially as a captain of 80 years old. I'm sure he's a banjo ninja at this point if he's been using the banjo forever. So he could slit your throat with the strings. He could play you a serenade and win your heart over, and then he could slit your throat with the strings. He could hit you over the head with it. Pirates are pretty much notorious for having some sort of disability. A little bit like Joe Biden. Sorry. this guy, he could have a hook. He could slash your throat. He could get you right in the balls. He could do whatever he wants to do. You might even have a peg leg, which goes right up your ass. He might even play your G-string if you are lucky enough. As I said, he could serenade you. He could pick any song from your youth. This guy knows every song. He's been doing it for 80 years. And so, I mean, he's not, it's not exactly like he's depressed or anything. He's perfectly capable of doing this kind of thing.
What's your attack plan here? What are you going to do with all this experience?
Well, I'm going to assess the situation first. I guess you have to find out what his weakness is. And reading, do I get to see his character at this point? Or do I know what his character is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably play Hurt by Johnny Cash on the banjo and make Homer Simpson so depressed he might actually kill himself. Game over. Otherwise, if that doesn't work and he starts firing a chinchilla gun on me, then I'll just pick up the banjo and whack him over the head for it.
Interesting tactic.
There is my A and B.
Gotcha. Okay. I see your strategy. If you want to call it a strategy. And Marco, what's your rebuttal to this? Why is he wrong? Or what do you bring into the table?
I mean, I guess I could try to win this fight, but at this point, maybe I don't want to. Maybe I will just shower him with my sadness and he will just die out of shame for actually having this fight. And when I have him on when he lowered his guard, because he can apparently see that I don't care for this fight, because, I mean, I hope he wins this fight. And he's going to be all, "Aw, why am I even fighting? I'm just going to be like, oh, I guess I got you." And that's when I fire my chinchilla gun and take him down with shooting chinchillas at him that eats him up before I fire it at myself.
Oh, it's lethal, huh?
Okay. But at least I get to win, and then I can kill myself because I'm so depressed. And, I mean, all I wanted when I got here was donuts.
I didn't know we were doing this in first person. I went second person on this. Okay.
Okay. So that's a very interesting take on this, Marco. That's very interesting. Okay, so here's who I think is gonna win based on what you guys are what you guys sort of attack plan is, if I guess. I think the pirate captain with the banjo, who is 80 years old, would win.
So I have to give that.
You can't object. You're depressed. Just shoot yourself with your gun. Get over with.
I mean, I would win first, and that way I would kill myself. So it would at least be a draw.
No. Have you even heard Hurt by Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
It makes me want to kill myself, and I'm not depressed.
Exactly. That's when I get the guard down.
I'm going to have to give that one to Ainsley. He is a pirate who was old, but he's got experience, and I have to give that to me just because of that. But you know what? Don't worry. We're going to get a second round of this before we end things. So Ainsley, oh, cool. Yeah. Ainsley, give me three more numbers from 1 to 80.
4, 28, and 52.
Okay. Marco, three numbers, 1 to 80.
29, 10, and 9.
All right. So I'm going to get Marco's results first, just to shake it up a little bit. So Marco is Mickey Mouse.
I got you now.
Mickey Mouse with a bubble gun. And
what's it with you and guns?
And he smells terrible.
Apparently, I'm
American
now. What was this feature?
He's Mickey Mouse with a bubble gun, and he smells terrible. Not looking too good here, but Ainsley, let me get your results. So you are actually Thanos.
I don't know who that is.
Thanos, the big guy in the Civil War, Marvel.
I didn't watch Marvel.
Oh my god.
He's got that glove with those gems in it, and he can control essentially everything around him. He's very strong.
He's a big purple guy. You don't have the glove now.
You didn't say that.
We don't know yet, but you're Thanos. You're a big purple guy.
Okay. Big purple people leader. Okay.
Just imagine yourself as a very strong, like 10-foot, super powerful purple man.
Go on.
Mark is Googling.
I'll show him in the meantime. Yeah, go on.
Go okay, ahead. Right. He has dual pistols and your entire body is wrapped with three layers of duct tape.
Okay.
That's a lot of duct tape. That's Thanos, basically.
Okay.
Cool. And he's really big. He's like the double size of a normal human.
But do I still have the pistols in my hand so I can actually still use them? I'm just immobile.
I mean, you're in duct tape.
I mean,
so that's where you make your case.
You have.
I'm pretty
them.
Strong. I can break three.
So I'm gonna have Marco give me your assessment of what you're gonna do here, seeing as you do have the disadvantage of being Mickey Mouse. So go ahead.
So the first thing I'm gonna do is go up to him and go, "Ha ha! Now I got you!" And when I have him in my vicinity, and he feels my smell. He is going to be so taken by that smell that it's going to take all his brain power not to puke. So he's going to forget about getting out of this duct tape because he has feel this smell and it's so overtaking. And at that point, because I'm Mickey Mouse, the head of Disney, I'm just going to call in all my buddy from Disney that will be human shield. So when he starts shooting, he can start shooting at Donald Duck, Goofy, Pluto, and all the other Disney characters. So when I get up to him, I fire my bubble gun up in his face. And when he's starting to choke to death in this little bubble, because there's no air in a bubble, if he gets out of that bubble, I'll just cancel him because he's basically Disney and I'm the head of Disney. So, yeah. If he gets out of the duct tape, I'm just going to snap my fingers and cancel the Civil War. And then he is no more. I'm going to Thanos this Thanos.
Okay, that's an interesting strategy. Very complex. I could see you put a lot of thought into this. Ainsley, what are you going to do to ensure that you win?
Okay, well, first of all, we didn't even say they would have phones, so there's no way he's going to be able to contact his little troop. And before he even gets close enough to make me smell him, I'm going to take the duct tape off of my body and wrap it around my nose, so I can't even smell him anyway. So now he's like, both things just can't even hit me now. So I'm immune to his smell thanks to the duct tape. And now I have two guns. He's a big Thanos guy, two guns aimed at Mickey Mouse. I don't think you really need much more than that. I mean, yeah, you say you can try and cancel me, but... I mean, I'm holding the guns here. I mean, what the fuck have you got? You have a fucking bubble gun.
I have your contract.
You don't have my contract. You don't own Disney. You are a tool of Disney.
I am the head of Disney. I am Mickey Mouse.
Well, to be honest, I could easily just go off to Marvel anyway. Wait, is Marvel Disney?
Yeah, that's the whole point of this.
What's the one with the Ninja Turtles? What are they on?
I don't know, actually. That's a good point.
I think they're independent. I think DC bought them up, maybe?
Spider-Man, then.
Spider-Man
yeah,
is
DC.
Marvel.
Yeah, fuck you. I'll go to DC. I don't need you. Yeah, I'm going to wrap I'm going to wrap the tape around my nose, point both heads to Mickey Mouse, shoot him in the face, and I'm going to go over to DC.
Whoa, pump the hate brakes, Thanos.
I can't deny that your chances of survival would be too high there, Mickey Mouse. So
I tried to break the third wall on this one because that's all I can play on. I played on the breaking the third wall on this. I respect Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, that's a good that's very funny. I like that. So the odds just weren't in your favor, I guess. But yeah.
I mean, you give him double guns, I get a bubble gum? Really?
I would have wiped the bubble juice on my body and then used that. That would have been my tactic. And you got smelly bubbles.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, that was very funny. I love doing this kind of stuff because it's very random, you know. It's never the same. So I do like this kind of stuff. So thank you guys for coming onto the podcast. I had a great time. Everybody, this has been Ainsley and Marco. Their podcast is in the description. And yeah, thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us, man.
It was really fun.
This was a lot of fun. We want to do this again, probably.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. I'm up for this another round. Maybe I will win you on Super 5 because I got the shit cards.
Yeah, I'll try again. I don't give a fuck. Guys, check the links below. Find us on our website, which is written down. Thank you, Sammy.
Yeah. All right. I will see you guys later.
All right, man. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you for listening in on today's podcast. You can find Sammy Saga on all platforms. That's right. My social medias are in the description, so if you do want to stay updated on my social medias, that is going to be the best way, obviously. I had a really good time today with Marco and Ainsley, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. And I will see you all next week. Bye!